This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey-ho! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We are really cooking, folks. Tuesdays, thanks for listening. Christmas time's in the air. I can feel it.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I was just in Canada.
Oh.
Canada.
True and patriot love.
Yeah, my God, they got the bells a-ringing and all that shit. They have a Thanksgiving in October.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been there for Thanksgiving. I was in Calgary one year, and we had a Calgary-Canadian Thanksgiving. It was really nice.
Aha, uh-huh. There you go. Well, yeah, it's snowy all day. It was snowed all day, 10 inches. I'm just, you know, sitting up in a condo by the fireplace watching AMC.
Ooh.
And boy, it is a whole other world of that. But we'll get into that.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to say this about this Christmas thing. Every single year, Christmas things start after Halloween.
Yep.
Get used to it. Every year, you have to hear people go like this. We started earlier every year.
Yes.
And you're like, we started in November.
You're right.
It's annoying. It's frustrating. But it's been like this for 20 years.
Right. You're in the car with somebody. Christmas carols already? Yes. It's November.
It's the same as last year and the year before and the year before and the year before and the year before.
Exactly.
That's another thing I get. I mean, my family does this. I love them. God bless them. But like, I think we've talked about this before. The Super Bowl, when they do the Super Bowl squares, you know, get the squares.
Oh, like the
6 and 9.
Yes.
And stuff. Every year, we got to have a whole conversation about what numbers are good, what numbers are bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, we had this conversation last year and the year before and the year before and the year before.
Yeah, well, it's tradition.
You don't want a 9 and a 2. It'd have to be 22-19. You need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion and a field goal and a blowjob.
Right. It gets you talking to your parents, I guess. My dad asks me the same questions every time I see him. And it's brutal. Like, I see him a week later, he goes, you cooking? You do any cooking? I go, I've never cooked once in my life. I made an egg once, and I shit on myself. That's it.
No cook. I boil.
Yes, I boil. What is broil?
Broil is similar to boil, but it's in the stove, I think. No, the stove is the top part.
I think it's the oven.
The oven. You put it, but there's a broil at the bottom of the oven. It's like a drawer.
Oh, is there a drawer?
It's like stove, oven, broiler, I think.
What?
I believe.
I
think
don't
know. Underneath there's like a thing, a little scoop.
A scoop?
It's a scoopy oven.
A broil scoop.
Yeah, I think you put a thing back down there. We have no producer right now. You might notice the sound is a little kooky.
Address.
I'll address. We're in stand-up New York right now, so it's going to sound real wacky, and we're well aware.
Yeah.
We appreciate the tweets. Thank you. We're actually doing a little bit of a re-record here.
Oh, boy. Curtain is pulled.
We got a little hot under the collar last week with
Very
some of
hot.
These blogs.
Hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered. More bothered than hot, really.
Yes, and I had collard greens.
And did you broil them?
No, scooped.
Oh, he scooped the niblets. But anyways, I said too much. We said too much as a team. We really
yeah.
got crazy. And maybe we'll release as a Patreon sometime. But I don't want to be embroiled in any controversy. Broiled.
Uh-huh.
Embroiled.
Yeah, we're on the stove. We're in hot water.
I don't want to be stoved. So
stove top.
I'll just say this for the folks wondering. I love Louis. I've spoken to him. He's doing okay, and I think he's a great guy. And he did some weird shit many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, since then, I think he's really done a lot for women in comedy and men in everybody in comedy.
Yeah.
And I think he got a bad deal here, but you know, you do fucked up shit, and these days the people get upset.
And out of the fucked up shit he did, could have been a lot worse. I think they're blowing this way out of proportion. Ah, jeez, now we're getting right back into
way out of proportion.
The whole thing's out of proportion. They're being too hard on the guy. He's not the guy. He's helped women. He's helped comics. He's helped comedy in general. Leave the guy alone. He's suffered enough. $50 million out down the drain because he showed his dick to a lady.
In a day.
Yeah.
One day. $40 million.
From 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Anyways, we love him. But yeah, people wonder, he's my friend. The guy's my buddy. He's our friend. What are you going to do?
He's my hero.
My hero and friend.
Still.
Even and Stu, hero and friend.
So, yeah, I just flew in. I just did a mean layover. Edmonton to Toronto, then Toronto to LaGuardia. Took the Q70 straight here.
I wish I still had my car. I could have scooped you.
Oh, I'd love a scoop.
I could have broiled you and then boiled you back over here.
Boy, I would have loved that bun in the oven.
Also, I would have. We could have met up. I live right by LaGuardia.
All right.
It would have been a whole thing, though.
Yeah,
what am I talking about?
It's a thing. We get here, we knock it out, we're good.
You always have that feeling when someone's near you, you're like, we should be together because
yes.
We're near each other, but it's still not that convenient.
Right.
Like,
right.
Tom Dustin will call me and be like, I'm late over in LaGuardia. But then you're like, well, can you leave? He's like, I only got an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't get through security.
Right.
Pre-9/11, we could fuck in the ass for 10 minutes.
That's true. I used to date a gal back in the 90s, and she would always fly around a lot because her parents were horrible. And so she'd go, like, I'm going to Florida to see my dad. And I would go sit with her in the gate. I can remember doing that.
Wow. That's way better. You must have been a young boyfriend.
I was a young buck, 16.
Wow.
17, yeah. I had a lot of good memories in airports. I remember my brother coming back from the Peace Corps from Africa 2 years, and we went and saw him.
Oh, that's exciting.
That was big.
Balloons?
No, we had flowers and I think a cake of some kind or a cookie, something sweet.
It's weird when a guy gets flowers.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what is this? I don't have a flower. What am I going to? I don't even have a pot. I have to put them in like a pint glass with, Peter Griffin on it.
That's true.
It's like a weird
right.
flower.
It's a Stella glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, one time my dad used to travel a lot and we went and picked him up at the airport. This is the 80s. And I see, you know, the crowd, the airplane lets out. So there's this like a gust of people. And I look up and I see my dad and he's holding up a slip and slide box.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. It was the best one of my life.
You set it up in the airport?
I wish.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
down the escalator.
Right. Yeah. Now, slip and slide. What a horrifying contraption that was.
Never into it. Didn't like it. Didn't get it. Took too long to the thing. And then, like, Dane Cook got the famous shit with the rocks and the sticks.
Yes.
It was a whole situation
all
out there.
All true.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
That was back when you could, you know, get a little dirty back there. You know, now everything's safety.
Yeah, you can get dirty. I like to get dirty. I got to get dirty.
I got to get laid. I've been on the road.
Yes, it's a good feeling coming home. And we've talked about this before, maybe. I always want to be like, can we have sex and then catch up?
Yes.
Because you do the catch up, that takes an hour. And
right.
then you're like, oh, we got to start our day. And I'm like, no, I got to come.
Yeah. No, I think you just pin her up against the wall and you get after it.
Oh, don't say that. We're going to have to re-record again.
Well, it's a wife.
Oh, all right. Well,
talk about your wife here.
But you can't pin a wife either.
Can't pin a wife.
This is what's great about all this. Not the great, but what's I feel good about this sexual business because I've always been too insecure and scared and nervous. I asked my wife permission the whole time. Before we started, I was like, would you mind if I kissed you? Maybe, possibly.
Right.
And she's like, I'd love to kiss. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you just saying that? Fuck me. I'm never mind.
Exactly.
I jog away. I'm like, I'm in the clear.
Yeah. It's like what I said. You need a waiver now. You got to get a girl to sign this and that. Sometimes I fantasize about recording a conversation of a girl being like, come on, you faggot. Fuck me, you bitch. And I'm like, ooh, I want people to hear this.
I could say that for you if you want.
Well, then we'll have to fuck too.
Maybe we'll put the Home Alone voice thing on it.
Oh, you filthy animal.
That's a hell of a picture.
Good movie. John Hughes.
Chris Columbus. Good guys.
Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus. Sailed the ocean blue and directed Home Alone.
He lost his day.
What do you mean?
They'd taken away Columbus Day.
Is that right?
I think so.
Wow. Well, he used to cut up the Native Americans and wear them. So,
what?
You know, I can see why they would be off-putting.
Is that right?
Yeah, I read it in A People's History. Howard Zinn, that big book when Good Will Hunting came out. Everyone in New England had to run out and buy the book.
Uh-huh. Wow, Zinny.
Buy the book.
Jeez, I didn't know he wore them.
I think he wore them. He had belts, the whole thing. Maybe sunglasses and a hat. Who knows?
Wow. People belt?
A people belt.
Jeez,
well,
Louise.
Not people. Native Americans.
That's true. They're savages.
We're joking.
Oh, boy. I can see me at Mohegan Sun on New Year's.
Is that right?
Indian casino, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a rough one. But this year, New Year's is on a Sunday.
That's nice.
So I have to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I got New Year's off.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Wait,
yes.
No. Sorry, New Year's Eve is a Sunday.
But you're working New Year's Eve.
No show.
No show on New Year's Eve?
No.
Oh, that's the dream.
I'm just doing a weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know, it's a good gig.
Why would they not do a New Year's Eve show? That's so strange.
I don't know, but I'm not complaining.
That's great. I'm in Grand Rapids. Come on out to see me. We'll bang out the new year. Or
ooh.
Bring in the new year. Whatever you do to the new year.
That's a cute little city.
It's fun. It's nice. I was there on record store day one time. A couple of nice record stores.
Yeah.
Hell of a time.
It's a college town?
I don't think so.
All right.
But speaking of college towns, I was in Charlottesville, Seaville. What a town. Great town.
Bring your torches.
No torch. I thought it'd be funny if they lit me with one, though, because you get the light.
That would be fun, yes.
Yeah, you get a little teachy torch. Teachy.
Then you run over somebody.
I got to give a big shout-out to Ari Shaffir and Dan Soder for tweeting out the show. We had 5 tickets sold.
Retweeted.
And, well, thanks. And got up to 54. We sold 54, not bad. So 50. The guy lost some dough, but not as much as he was going to Thursday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good room, and I'm sure they were a raucous comedy crowd.
They were not. Well, it's hard to be raucous with 50 in a room that seats 10,000. But
right.
They were nice, for sure. And I forgot the guy's goddamn name. I wrote it down, and I forgot my note, but I'll get it for next week's pod.
Ah.
This gentleman came with his buddy and his girl, and he brought me a Bruce Springsteen CD,
Jesus.
A Springsteen DVD,
Jesus.
And then another CD where we popped right in because we were driving with Greg Stone. He had his own little CD player in the car.
Wow.
And great band. If I get their name, too, I'll give it a plug. But thanks so much for the fine gifts, and what a nice people. They were the ones that bought in advance, and they drove in, and all the young comics were there. It was really nice.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, these fans are so nice now because I'm seeing a lot of fans who are going, hey, I know you're a weirdo. Just want to say hi, big fan. They walk away.
That's nice.
It's very sweet.
Very sweet. Very kind.
That's the problem with like being an introvert or an anxious nut job homo is like people always go, oh, he's not talking about me. I can hang out with him all night. Ah.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, I'm talking about you too. You lunatic.
Me too. Hashtag.
Aha. Uh-huh. We've been raped.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of raping.
Hit me.
I was in Edmonton.
Here we go. Connor McDavid.
Who?
Connor McDavid.
Who's that?
He's a hockey player. Plays in Edmonton. I got a little thing for him.
Thought it was another opener.
Hope he raped you.
Take it. I could do worse.
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah, exactly. Hockey player is very sexy.
Yes. They say soccer and then hockey, the sexiest athletes.
I like polo. But so I get there. Flight delayed. I do that thing where I really push it, you know? So I want to land at 5:30. Show's at 8. I go right to the condo. I shower. I'm ready for the show.
Uh-huh.
I like to push it. So, of course, the flight's delayed, so I don't land till like 6:40.
A.M.?
P.M.
P.M.
Shows at 8. A.M., P.M., great corner store.
It was the volume knob. Why separate volume knob?
That son of a bitch is ice cold. So I get there. It's like that Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Right when you land, you open the door at the airport, and it's like... was that Trains, Planes?
That's in there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite chilly.
It was just freezing, and you're like, God damn. And then I find the guy's got a big SUV that says Comic Strip.
Oh, that's fun.
So I was like, all right, I get in. It's a real ball buster guy named Dino.
Hey, Dino.
Big, fat Italian guy. I get in the car, and I go, hey, what's shaking? You know, you're miserable from the flying and the layover, but you try to be chummy. And you go, hey, what's shaking? And he goes, shh. And on the speakerphone, coming through the speakers, is the owner of the club going, you motherfucker, I can't believe you sent out those menus. We're supposed to have 13 tickets by tomorrow. What the fuck is wrong? And I'm like, holy shit. This is like my welcoming to Edmonton. And it was just like the owner. And then finally Dino goes, hey, just let you know, Mark Norman's in the car. And he goes, oh, my God. Why the hell do you have me on speaker, you piece of shit, Kai Kobo? Get out of here. And I was like, hey, how you doing? He's like, oh, glad to have you. Heard great things. I was like, yeah, he could turn on a dime.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so then Dino pulls this one. He goes, do you mind if I bring you straight to the club and not to the condo? And I go, I got a shower. And he goes, so now it's a tense ride.
Oh,
so we've got
boy.
The screaming and the speakers, now the tense ride. And oof, that was the start of my weekend.
Now, did he wait outside while you showered?
No, he said, I'll go to the club. You shower and Uber over. And I was like, all right. Geez.
They got Uber in Edmonton?
Yeah, they got Uber.
No kidding.
It's
good
a real
for you,
city.
Uber.
Yeah, Uber's getting out there.
I know, but some cities here, they don't even have, like Buffalo, you can't get an Uber.
That's true.
One of those towns.
Austin either. Yeah, sounds like a writer.
I was going to say quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Austin either. Maybe he's a quarterback, gets hurt, writes a book, memoir.
Yes, he writes a wheelchair thing.
Wheelchair thing.
Well, he gets in a wheelchair, and then he writes a whole, you know, my
biopic.
Life is, what do you call that, fighting
biography.
Yeah, but he's fighting a
cause.
No
battle.
Aspiration.
Asperger's.
No. That's,
anal sex.
What's that one?
Retardation.
Overcoming obstacles.
Odds. Overcoming
yes.
the odds.
Odds and evens. So then I got this one, and tell me if you got this one before. So I get to Edmonton, and the guy, he kind of acts like it's my fault the flight was delayed. And you're like, I don't have anything to do with the keys or the plane or the seats or the stewardesses. You know, he's like, well, since you were delayed, I got to, you know, and I'm like, well, I know the flight was delayed, but it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Like, almost like I was late and they waited for me, you know?
Right, right.
So that was annoying. But the shows were fine. A little rednecky out there, I gotta say. You know what it is? It's they got these oil derricks.
Yes.
And these idiots, the blue collar fucks, they get these oil jobs and they make a fortune. So now you got rich people who are dumb.
Ah, dumb rich.
Dumb, young, and full of money.
We got some of those here, too.
Yeah, I guess so. But they all have camo hats and a beard and a fleece on and steel-toe boots. And they go, look at this homo. Ah, and you're like, wow, who's this idiot? And then you're like, oh, he's the richest guy here.
Steel-toed boots seems to be the most popular boot. Very rare you hear about a non-steel-toe boot.
Well, there's a combat.
But those have steel toes, too, I would think.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Steel-toed combat boot.
What about a copper toe? Why does it be steel?
Maybe it's copper. Copper toe. Is that a brand, though? I think copper toe is a sock. It's the sock that has copper. It's like orange on the end of it or gold.
Well, there's copper tone, which is that sunblock with the rapey dog on it ripping the underwear off the chick.
Oh, yeah. Then they did a Jim Carrey Rolling Stone. Have you watched the Jim Carrey Netflix thing, by the way?
No, no.
It's pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a bit of a lunatic and kind of an asshole, if you ask me.
Yeah, I was too scared to watch because I figured he was going nuts.
He's a little nutty, but it's kind of sweet and beautiful. And there's parts where you're like, oh, that's touching. And then there's parts where you're like, Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. He was a real animal. He was doing Tony Clifton and shit on set. People hated him.
Whoa.
I felt horrible for Miloš Forman, the great Czech. How do you call it Czech? Do you just call him Czech?
Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, but that's now the Czech Republic. So I guess he's Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, all right.
Czech Republican. Is that a Czech Republican?
I like that.
No idea. Chechen's a different thing.
Checkmate.
That's like also a former Soviet Union.
Oh, is that another thing?
Chechen, yeah. There's Chechnya, and then there's the Czech Republic.
Yes.
And then there's Slovakia.
Aha. Because
Czechoslovakia became Czech Republic and Slovakia, two different countries.
Ah.
It's all squirrely.
And Istanbul used to be?
Constantinople.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been inside of that city and your parents.
Aha.
Just kidding. Anyways, Miloš Forman, he's old. He's trying to direct this movie, and Jim Carrey's yelling at him as Tony Clifton. And he's like, this is frustrating. I feel bad for the guy.
Wow.
But he got the movie done anyways.
The movie's pretty good.
I like the movie.
Yeah, it wasn't what it went. It got weird at the end with the whole, like, Hare Krishna bullshit and the spiritual thing where they're ripping stuff out of him without surgery.
It's a whole thing, yeah. You gotta watch the doc. It's pretty interesting.
I'll watch it tonight. Very excited. Every time I turn on Jim Carrey, he's just like preaching on about life and I'm gay and all this shit. I'm like, where's the funny?
I know. He's floating. It's sweet. I feel bad, but it's like what we talked about in the deleted episodes. The celebrity, you get to a level of celebrity and it becomes very toxic and sick and scary. It changes
yes.
you.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
That's what that Dave Chappelle Inside the Actor's Studio was great.
It is. That DVD has been borrowed by a person that never gave it back.
You had that on DVD?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still own it. It's just been lent out.
Lending out is a tough one.
I got a book. Chris Laker has a book of mine. My ex-girlfriend has my favorite book of all time, that Son of a Bush. And Son of a Bush.
I kind
of
like that.
That's not bad. Maybe we'll start
Son of a Bush.
That's not bad.
Keep it going, folks.
I like a bush. Anyways, let's keep it moving. What were we talking about?
Well,
Edmonton Hicks, rednecks?
Yeah, it's a lot of Hicks. A lot of like the first show is okay, and the second show is a lot of like, yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. Like you tell a joke, and I had to be like, shut the fuck up. And they'd be like high-fiving because I reacted to them, you know? Mm. And you're like, oh, what am I doing here? And the poor feature, this guy, Ethan Sir, very funny kid.
How do we, Eth?
He was like, you know, he's kind of like this thoughtful, kind of angsty younger guy, and he was like, I hate these people. I hate my town. This sucks. I want to move to New York. So that was fun.
Tell him to move somewhere else. We got enough. We got too many here.
Yeah,
so
well,
move to Austin or Denver or Calgary.
Yeah, I told him Chicago's not bad.
Chicago's good. That's
but then
closer.
He had a good point. He said, I go to Chicago, I'll eventually get good and move to New York. Just cut the middleman.
I know, but I know.
We got a lot of guys here. We got a lot of guys, and a lot of them fall by the wayside.
Yes.
So, but I don't know. Either way, we did a bunch of bar shows. We had some good times.
Oh, that's fun. What was it, Tuesday through Sunday?
Nah, it was a Thursday.
Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, still but I hate coming back on a Monday. I hate missing a Sunday.
You lose the Monday.
Yeah.
What can you do?
What can you do? But I got to see some snow. It makes you realize, hey, global warming hasn't killed everything.
No, not yet. Well, that oil. We had an oil spill here.
What?
While you're gone. Big one. 200,000 gallons.
Wow. Italian guy slip. What happened?
I don't know. I didn't really. Nowadays, I stop reading stuff. I just see a headline and go, oh, that seems like a bummer, and I skip it.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's comedy related, I find it hard to hold on. But I know what I noticed with the oil thing. Ah, we had a lone fart go dud.
it was something, but it was. I thought it was going to be in the wood like a boom.
Yes.
But I think the coat, the smell is not a dud, I can tell you that.
Hold on.
Get in here. You have some of that.
Holy hell.
It's very stale.
Smells like Pine Sol. Might be the table.
I need some liquid.
But so these, you know, you see these There Will Be Bloods and, you know, Beverly Hillbillies where they strike oil. They always have a derrick and they go, we hit oil, and it's just spraying out. And uh-huh. I'm such a frugal fag that I'm like, they're just wasting this oil coming out now. They're all jumping around. Yeehaw, we got oil out. I'm like, look how much you're wasting. It's all going on the
oil.
Dirt.
Yeah, get some buckets.
Get some buckets. Get a sponge. What are you, crazy?
What a great scene. He says, HW going to be okay? He says, no, he isn't. It's a great delivery. Go watch that part of the movie. It's one of the funniest lines in movie history.
It's a good movie.
It's real good.
These oils, I don't know.
What can you do? I don't understand the oil. We got the wind and the sun, but then someone's going to write at me, hey, you hippie, that takes a lot of
Well, you got to have a car. Sex. You got to have an airplane. That's all oil.
I know, but we got the wind and the thing. Well, the airplane I can't help you with, but the cars could be the wind and the solar. They have
it. Oh, the solar.
And the electric.
Yeah, what's up with solar? Is it working or is it not working?
It works, but they killed it because the oil companies have all the power, you see, in the cars.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
So you see these guys, these weirdos in California with a solar panel on their roof. Are they just living the good life?
Yeah, some people, my buddy has a solar panel. He gets too much energy. He gives it back. He's giving energy back.
What?
Electricity. Yeah, I'm telling you.
How do you give it? What do you put it in a jar and give it to a neighbor? How does that work?
I think it shoots over. They put it back into the system. I mean, I'm not smart enough to figure things out, but that's what they say.
Well, the oil company's got me good because I figured you get no power there. I thought you plugged one phone into charge and you know, your lights go out.
What's that now?
Well, I figured that you don't get enough from a solar power.
No, you get enough, I'm telling you.
All right, well, jeez.
We got New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, your mother's asshole. I mean, there's a lot of places where the sun is hitting.
Sun don't shine. Yeah, well, all right, well, good. I hope solar works, but these oil guys have made it very, they made it seem like it doesn't work that well.
I think they got quite a bit of control because they have the money and the power, the thing.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. We're going to use it. I've stopped trying. We're going down, and that's fine. I hope I can just live my 50 years and not get caught masturbating.
Everybody's angry. Everybody's complaining, and everybody's bitching on social media. You ever thought about taking it off the phone yet?
I think about every day, 10 times a day, smashing my phones to pieces and moving to the woods. That's
really?
My real fantasy now.
Ah, it gets so lonely.
But I just try to do, well, I have a wife, and you still visit. You call on the, you get a landline.
Aha.
You communicate.
Yes.
You invite people up, you hang out, you have conversations like the old days.
Yeah. Yeah, remember staring at the stars? That's all over.
Now we stare at the stars and tweet about how they're rapists.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going to do?
Can
I say this about all these sexual harassy things?
Please.
At this point now, if you have a story on somebody, you should wait like 6 months to drop it because it's too many. It's almost like pop music or something. Now when one comes, I'm like, I can't start a new one.
Right,
right. They're like, Ryan Seacrest. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm too done.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor.
I'm like, I can't get into that one. I got to skip this. It's like shootings. I'm like, I'm skipping this one. I'll swing around for the next one.
Isn't that sad that that's how fucked up we are that like a shooting and a sexual harassment case, you're like, who cares?
Well, you can't worry about all the things. That's the problem.
No,
we talk
no.
about this in therapy. Because if you did, you'd just be like, right now, someone is getting fucking punched in the face and mugged, and someone's getting raped, and
yep.
someone's getting thrown off a building, and someone's getting their hand cut off, and someone's, just died. Right now. Ready? Right now. Somebody just fucking died.
Just died. Just died with a hot poker in the ass.
Yeah.
Somebody's fucking an animal right now. That's fun, too.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Could be my roommate.
Sexy animal.
But, that's crazy. I also think about, too, that somebody, it's their first day of being homeless today.
Yeah, that's fun.
First day as a hobo, and he goes out and meets the other hobos, and you're like, you look fine.
Well, a nice thing to do that will help you have some empathy or sympathy, whatever the right word is, when you see a homeless guy, you know, dragging his hoof and smelling weird,
mm-hmm.
that guy was born. Somebody was holding him.
Yes.
They delivered him. It was some woman's biggest, best day of her life.
Right.
She held him and loved him and was like, I'm going to love you forever. And so you got to look at it that way and understand that this person was loved at some point and now is fucking laying in a pile of garbage with...
So true.
Oh, my farts are... They smell like that pile of garbage I just referenced.
Yeah, it smells like a hobo fire.
Yeah.
But it's weird how you can't predict negative... You know, when somebody's got a baby, no one ever goes, oh, he's going to be a hobo.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he statistically could be.
Yeah, everybody has hope. I always think that when you hear these stories, these showbiz stories or sports stories, where the guy was like, my mother, we were eating milk with tap water because we couldn't afford milk. Wait, what did I say? Cereal.
Ah, I don't know how you eat milk.
We were eating. Well, if it goes stale, you can chew it up.
I guess, yeah, it's cheese.
These people, they ate, you know, cereal with water and they were poor. I knew I was going to make it to buy my mother a house and I just always knew I was going to make it. But how many people have said that and not made it, though?
Right. Millions.
Way more people have been like, I'm for sure I'm going to be a movie star.
Yes.
And then they don't.
I know about 50 of those people right now.
Yeah, they're probably waiting outside for this open mic that's about to start.
That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, my dad used to eat. My dad's kind of a nut in this way. First of all, my parents were just at my apartment, which was tough.
Ooh.
A week at my apartment. I couldn't. I was sleeping at the lady's house. I was sleeping at a friend's house. I got a hotel.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm joking.
But how are the parents' shits? What are they smelling like these days?
Not great. I wasn't there. I would go there for like 20 minutes periods and then get the hell out.
How was the period?
It was chunky. It was, you know, milk. Miscarriage. But, yeah, it was tough, man. And you go to your house, and my house is like my sanctuary, and it's all torn up.
Ah.
My dad's got books everywhere. My mom's clipping her toenails. My dad's waxing his asshole. It's a whole thing. You know, they got like a boring TV on. I'm like, it's not mine anymore. This is not my house.
Oh.
It's been tainted by these oldies. But nice people, whatever. Went out to dinner a few times.
This is a bleach taint.
Yeah, I'm a short doses with the folks kind of guy, which is not healthy. Alan's like, bring them in. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he'll do that every once in a while. But
could you do that?
What?
Bring in your folks to therapy?
I'd like them to go to therapy. I don't want to come with me, though.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
We each can figure out our own thing. But my family stresses me out for sure.
Oh, jeez. Tell me about it. Yeah. And you just, I feel like I have no home in New York. So you're in the subway just like, maybe I'll hang out here for a while.
Yeah. That's what it's like living in Queens when you come into the city.
Uh-huh.
You're just stuck. You're like, I got nowhere to be. I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like I'm being homeless.
It's a shitty feeling, but my point was my dad was a real raconteur. I still don't know what that means.
What's
but I'm
that
trying
mean?
To use it. I think it's like a rough and tumble kind of do your own thing, make your own rules kind of douche.
Not a racketeer. Racketeering is a thing.
I think you're thinking of the Rocketeer, the Disney film.
Oh, yeah. That movie was a piece of garbage, if you ask me.
It was fun as a kid, though.
Was it?
He had a jetpack.
Even as a kid, I was like, this is silly.
All right.
Wasn't it Rocketeer? Was that Rocketeer?
Rocketeer.
Oh, wow.
I think it was like Art Deco-y. It was very 50s.
Yeah. It was good.
What's a racketeer? Good.
Racketeering is a racket, like a mob.
Oh.
The mobs. And then Krusty the Clown did that one where he said, racket earring. And he's like, it's charity. I'm not going to give you my A stuff. He's wearing tennis rackets as his ears. He's
oh,
like,
that's fun.
It was fun.
Well, my dad, we used to wear a robe, black socks, and the robe would fly open as he do as a child. You get a couple of, you know, glimpses into the eye of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also eat granola, like granola cereal, and put orange juice, grape juice, or water in it.
What?
Yeah, because he was like, hey, there's no milk. It's all liquid. Fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah, and as a kid, I was like, damn, this guy's a man.
That can't be good for the old chiclets, orange juice and Fruit Loops.
Well, it was granola, but still.
Oh, the granola. I forgot the granola.
Yeah, yeah. But I couldn't do it. He's like, just put water in there. I was like, I can't. I'm weak.
Yeah, I remember Michael Irvin, the football player. He talked about how he ate cereal with water.
Oh, wow. Because
they were, you know, he had 17 brothers and sisters.
Right. I'm sure it's not terrible.
Can't be good.
I like a little wetness with my cereal. Some people are like, if it goes soggy, I'll kill everybody in the house.
I like a little soggy. I want a soggy.
I mean, too.
Soggy flake. Yeah.
I hate hard food.
Here's the thing with me too. If it's frosted flakes, they'll cut you up. They're
cut
sharp
up.
And cornered and rigid.
Right.
I like a soft little mush.
Oh yeah.
I like to eat mush. I like to eat mush when I get home. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. I need to stab some mush. I want to disappear in some mush.
All right. Well, we got the sound is going to get weird because half of this is recorded previously.
Yeah.
So it's a kooky episode, and it's all my fault. I'm a big bitch. I'm afraid of the bloggers and such.
Hey, I wouldn't mind putting it out. We'll put out the Patreon maybe in 2038.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. But it's all because all the Louis shit's been said already. We called out people by name, who we hate, who we don't hate. They should die. And it got a little ugly. I said some women suck to comedy, which they do, and some men suck, but that's just the laws of anal.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, so we decided not to put out, just putting more jizz on the fire.
Yeah, we don't want any jizz in the fire because it'll boil and...
And broil.
It might broil in the drawer.
What happened if you put jizz on a skillet?
I think it burns off and tastes delicious. The house smells a little, you know, porny.
Do you know if you put sugar in a skillet and boil and cook it, it turns to caramel?
No kidding.
How about that?
Wow. So we could probably conceivably cook up some cum and feed it to, you know, Vita or somebody.
Probably,
and
yeah.
And they'd be like, nah, well, classic.
He'll eat anything you put in a sippy cup.
Anyways, well, here's the sound's about to change, but it's fun, and we're going to talk Netflix and suck each other's dicks.
Yes, very. Congratulations again. That's a huge, what's that? Milestone?
I think it's a milestone.
What is a milestone? Oh, I guess when you hit a mile, you put a stone down.
Oh, that's not bad. We figured it out.
All right. I thought it was a kidney stone.
Now we got to get to the bottom of cum.
Well, I think I'm coming. You know, I'm here, baby. I'm coming.
No, but you're here is different than coming.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you're right.
You should be saying, I'm hearing.
But you go, I came.
I lost my hearing.
I saw, I conquered, I came.
You ever use the old, we came, we saw, we came again? That's fun.
Oh, that's good.
That's classic. All right, here's part two of this weird episode.
All right.
By the way, I'm talking about the women in the industry. I'm not complaining about the industry. I'm doing very well. I've been very successful. And ladies of the industry, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a bang-up job out there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for booking us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I got my special because of a woman.
But I went and shot my Netflix.
Yay!
The stand-up season 2.
That's hilarious. We just railed on that. You're like, I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm annoyed that people are like, it's all men gatekeeping. I'm like, well, that's false.
Yeah.
That being said, I've had a nice career. I'm doing very well for myself, and I'm very happy about it. I hope it stays that way.
Just no one can bend. They have their team. They have their side, and they can't hear anything outside of it, or you're evil.
Of course, it's a fucking microcosm of our whole society. It's how we got where we are. It's fucking crazy.
Incredibly off. It's so off.
We live in a sick, toxic society. It's the same with the fake news, the Russian. They just put it out there, and people get outraged over it.
Yeah.
And it's the same fucking thing. It's the same system. It makes me not want to be a part of it. I want to move to the Berkshires and smash my phone to pieces and go, forget it. I don't want to be part of this.
But wasn't that the whole beauty of comedy? Was it was kind of avant-garde, and you could say whatever you want because it's all in the name of humor and, you know, like Chris Rock, N-words versus black people and Pryor stuff and Carlin stuff was all, it was fun. And
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan. Well, Joan was great. Joan was pushing it. She was dirty and funny. She was saying shit women aren't supposed to say, quote unquote, and all that shit. But, you know, domestic goddess with Roseanne, all that. Isn't that the beauty of it? We got to push it, baby. And I'm not saying you can't have your Regans and Bob Newharts of the world, but that's what's fun about Bill Burr and CK and Whitney Cummings, you know, you gotta stay the truth, and it's fun, and you're what do you call it?
Gay?
You can be, but you can like
edgy, irreverent.
Irreverent, thank you, and it's fun, and it's fun to listen to, and Eddie Izzard puts a dress on, and no one gives a shit because he's funny.
Izzard,
but we gotta have a trans comic at the Cellar, or else we're all evil.
Izzard of Oz.
All right. Sorry, I got. I'm done. Shit my pants.
I was writing. Greg Stone just texted me. Do laugh per minute matter? Which is funny.
Of course,
it's a perfect text. Well, I think he's being sarcastic about all this stuff.
Oh,
he's saying, doesn't it matter anymore?
I thought that was a legitimate question.
No. He's like, doesn't this matter?
Of course, it should matter.
Anyway, so I went out to Los Angeles,
yes!
La La Land, and I think you know my policy on L.A. I've talked about it, but I'll tell you, I never spent a lot of time in downtown L.A.
Ooh, it ain't pretty.
And if I had any suggestions for the Netflix folk, who I'm proud to work for, I would shoot stand-up season 3 in Austin or Denver. Or one of those two, maybe San Fran.
D.C.
D.C.'s another good, or Philly even. But I mean, Philly, you got some wild animals there. I love you, Philly.
Some stank on it.
But
Seattle even.
Yes.
I'm not a big L.A. crowd fan. They're a little too wishy-washy.
Well, it's tough. You got a lot of people in the business, and a lot of them are like, you know, so you have that. And downtown L.A. is, speaking of microcosms of America, what a fascinating place that is.
Yeah.
Because it almost looks like a fake. It looks, the whole downtown scene in L.A., it looks like a director of a movie was like, we need a place where we have these tourists who get lost in a big city and it's scary. And they're just like, we got it. And they built this.
Mm.
It looks like this weird, spooky, not real place.
Yeah.
It's like all these beautiful old buildings, but they're dirty.
They're dirty.
And my friend told me, and I don't know if this is, you have to Google it, or it might be way off, that there's 50,000 homeless people in downtown L.A., or maybe just in L.A. But like downtown L.A., there's 10 homeless people on every block.
Wow, it's more than female comedians.
It's wild. We saw a guy just shooting heroin. And so it's crazy to be walking to your big special. This is the biggest show of my life.
Yeah.
And there's literally people with like rotting head. They have rotten head.
Rotten
Their
head.
Head is just an open wound.
I've heard of a lemon head.
It's just an open wound, and they're like, and it helps my anxiety because I'm always like, did I have enough spinach today? I got to have a smoothie. What's my blood pressure? Then you see the guy who's like 60. He hasn't worn a pair of shoes since the Reagan administration. He's got two cigarettes hanging out of his mouth. His head's bleeding and his asshole is crying.
Yes.
And I'm like, this guy's fine. He's just living. I mean, he's not fine, but he's alive.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm good to go for another 20 years at least.
You're fine.
I mean, these guys, he's eating rat poisoning and
right.
Burger King wrappers off the street.
Yeah, he's got AIDS and he's content. You got plantar fasciitis and you're jizzing.
Fasciitis.
Fascist.
Yeah, Trump. By the way, all the stuff we just said, the only shit I'll get is for saying Trump sucks and he's a fascist. That's the only tweet I'll get. I'll get called a cuck, whatever.
Cuck's fine.
But anyways, so we go to the taping, and what an exciting time. I'm hanging out with Derek Fludown, my best pal Derek in the wide world.
Same venue?
No, different venue. Okay. The Globe Theater is this one. Old theater, 1920 or whatever. It looks like no one's been in there since 1920.
Uh-huh.
But they really made it look cool and
no
feel
colors.
Cool. And we stayed at the Standard Hotel, which is like
hip.
Super hip. Too hip. I hated it.
A little hip. For pleasure.
They ID you to get to your room.
Every
which is annoying.
Day? Every day?
Not every day, but like at night, because it's like a hang.
Ah, it's a hang.
And it's a crazy, and I really felt uncomfortable with it because on the roof of the Standard, you have like hipster, sexy people laying literally in water beds.
What?
Drinking like highball martinis. And then you go downstairs, you're like, I'm going to go to Starbucks. And you walk by three junkies throwing up in each other's shoes.
Right.
And you're like, this is really bizarre.
Yeah, a little night and day, a little yin and yang.
It is real yangy.
No Asians, though. They don't tend to be homeless.
Interesting.
There's a
couple. Some of them, yeah.
But even the homeless Asians, they got 18 bags of can. They're still out working the other hobos.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're wise.
Mm-hmm.
Qdoba. But anyway, so we're there at the Standard. And then Saturday, I think we talked, it was like a Make-A-Wish day. Derek and I got tickets to the Clippers-Grizzlies, which,
ooh,
by the way, they should pay you to watch a Clippers-Grizzlies game.
Is that right?
I mean, I love the Celts are winning, but the NBA is just, it's tough. These regular season NBA games are tough.
Really? Because the playoffs, people are on the moon.
Playoffs is fun. Playoffs, it's fun and it's exciting. But, like, I mean, do you want to watch a Hornets-Grizzlies game? You're just like, what is this?
Yeah, I went to a Hornets game with Hannibal.
Oh, I remember.
The serial killer. And I got floor seats, and he bought beers all night. It was the best night of my life. So
different. Yeah, but like we went to the Clipper game in the afternoon, noon game, or 12:30 game. Derek flew in. He got there at 11:30, shot to the hotel. We hugged. We didn't really hug.
Nah.
Irish. We threw the shit down. We went over to we walked down to the Staples Center, got some cool, good tickets where there's like a waitress and stuff. It was really fun. Fine game, whatever. Then we went back, we got some smoothies. Then we went over to the Coliseum to watch USC Arizona.
Ooh,
under the lights. Coliseum built in 1926, I think it was.
Wow. Now where is that? Westwood?
No, that's UCLA is in Westwood.
Ah.
The Coliseum is by the USC campus under the highway. I don't know. It's
okay.
Kind of not far from downtown. I don't know what neighborhood it is technically. I think it's just USC. I don't know.
A lot of history over there.
Yeah, and well, they just won the Olympic bid. And when they have the Olympics in 2024, I think, it'll become the first venue ever to host three Summer Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a crazy, huge stadium. They got the big flame. It's so iconic.
I love it.
And
you got a bid for that?
The Olympics, yeah. I think the cities lose money. It's a crazy thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, I'll throw a few bucks in for the bidding.
Yeah, you'd have to be in, you know, New Orleans or the West Village or whatever.
I can do that.
Yeah, the West Village Olympics.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Pole vault.
You can do the cellar. Everyone's welcome.
Aha. Trans.
So anyways, we went to the game, and then as we're walking in, we overhear this couple go, boy, I guess we could just get rid of these tickets. We throw them away, and Derek, he's a smart guy. He's like, we'll take them.
Uh-huh.
Even though we had tickets, he's like, I'll take your tickets. And they were much better tickets.
Whoa.
We upgraded. We moved up 60 rows.
Whoa, 60?
The guy's like, buy me a beer. We're like, all right, we'll buy you several beers. Yeah. We'll take them. So we were in row 28 instead of row 88.
Oh.
Nice upgrade. Great game. Under the lights. ESPN. USC. Classic Trojan on the helmet, O.J.
Yes.
Simpson, the whole thing.
Yes,
which, by the way, his jersey's still up and retired, which I appreciate.
Is not or is?
It is.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. He played here. He was the best player of all time. There's his jersey. I don't care. He cut a woman's head off. What can you do?
A Renthal, the bus-driving murderer.
Yes, sir. He'd be eating cereal right now. Rock. But anyways, Rock Live.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a special coming out. That'll be interesting.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Not The Rock.
I thought you meant Charles S. Dutton.
Oh, I thought you meant Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, he's good, too. Boy, a lot of black rocks.
Yeah, but they don't like rock and roll.
Some of them do. Like, Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix and Chuck Baer.
And what do you call it?
Lenny Kravitz.
What's the Dublin band there? Jailbreak. Thin Lizzy.
That's black?
The guy's black.
I didn't know that.
He's a black Irishman.
Good for Liz.
Big Fro. There's a statue and everything.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they had blacks in eye.
Oh, yeah. Red Redding.
Who?
Shawshank.
Ah, written for a white guy.
Yeah, an originally. Irish guy. That's why they left the line in there. That's why it's so funny. He's like, why do they call you Red? He's like, maybe it's because I'm Irish.
Ah.
Originally, it was an Irish guy with a red hair.
Oh, well, it's
still cast Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it works as a gag.
It's a fun gag.
All right.
Gag order. Anyways, went to the game. That was fun. Hot dog. I love a good football game. It was a great game, too. The guy next to me was a fucking asshole, though. He was one of these real... you know, these toxic masculinities they talk about.
Oh, yeah, real tough guy.
He's one of these guys who's like, there was a sideline, what do you call it, foul?
Yes.
Sideline, they give you a warning for like going on the sideline. He goes, I got your sideline warning right here, pal.
Ooh,
he's grabbing his dick. So, he's like a 10-year-old son. You're like, that guy's going to be an asshole.
Oh, that's so hacky.
Also, you're like, who argues a sideline warning call?
Right.
It's not even a penalty. And like, the guy was on the field. What are you talking about?
Pick your battles. Pick your ball grabs.
I hate these people that just hate the refs no matter what.
They hate the ref.
We are like, there's like a penalty. I'm like, that's holding. You can see him holding. Why don't you just say, shit, we held on that one.
Right. They can't do it. They're not mature enough. It's like those umps, you know, when it's clearly a strike and they go, come on!
Yes!
Come on! You know that was a strike, you idiot.
How about the guys arguing balls and strikes from the center field bleachers?
Right.
At an angle. I'm like, you're 558 feet away.
Yes.
The plate is 16 inches or whatever it is.
They wear glasses.
And glasses. But anyways, and an eye patch, and a hook shot. anyways, so he sucked. And then he's one of these guys that I fucking hate. We talk about it. He just gets involved in our conversation because he's close enough to us.
I hate that.
So at one point I said to Derek, I'm like, this kid is showing his tits down there. And the guy's like, what? Showing his tits? A kid? Who says that? What's wrong with you? But I'm like, that's the only way I know how to describe what the kid's doing. He's lifting his shirt like this.
Oh, boy.
He's like 8 years old. And the guy's like mad at me now. I'm like, am I going to be arrested for harassment because I'm talking about a kid's tits?
Yeah, get out of our convo if you don't like me talking about a kid's tits.
But it was his tits and he was showing them.
And they're probably pretty big.
He was pretty thin.
Oh, okay.
One of the thin kids.
You ever seen those thin kids with a bit of a lump?
Lump?
Like he's got like two tits.
What do you mean?
I've seen weird kids with like like a, not a peck, but a droopy can.
They're trans and they should be working in the cellar, goddammit.
I guess so.
But I haven't seen trans. But anyways,
that'd be a whole different movie.
We left there, and then Sunday, I took the day off. I went and saw Last Flag Flying, the new Richard Linklater. Also great.
Is that the war thing with Carell?
Carell, yeah. Correct, Carell.
What do you think?
That was fun. I loved it. Went to the Arclight. Let me take a guess. Don't fuck me here.
Okay.
What do you think 4 tickets to the Arclight movie theater in Hollywood cost me?
Well, the Arclight is no bag of change. So
no,
I'm going to say
not.
4 tickets will be about $40.
71!
I got it right!
You nailed it!
All right.
$71!
God damn!
Pretty crazy. Anyways, we paid $71. We went to the movie. That was a great time. Chris Walsh, one of my best friends are all named Walsh. No offense.
I'll change it.
Please do. But anyways, then it comes. We took Sunday night off, had a nice relaxing day. Then Monday's the big special. Sunday we went down to watch the production. I watched Aparna's set. She did great. It's cool. It's good to go in there and see the set.
Of course,
you know, get
of course.
A feel for it. And then Monday's the big day, shooting the big half hour. You got to go over there at 3. Those days are always brutal.
Oh, hurry up and wait.
All day you're just waiting around. You're nervous. You're like, let me shower. That'll be something. Then you're taking a shit and you're trying to like go have lunch, but you're just trembling the whole time.
You're trying to get your mind off it, but you just can't.
It's very difficult. And this is why I hate these people that are like, seems nervous to me. I'm like, I'm nervous.
I'm on television, you cunt.
Fuck your mother and the asshole until she dies.
This is supposed to go well. It's very nerve-wracking. There's lights, camera, and action.
Yes, but this is the first time I've ever shot anything where you get two cracks at it, which helps.
I like that.
And you're doing a half hour, which helps because you can ease into it. You can kind of, you can fuck up and be like, what's wrong with me? As opposed to these late nights. You flub. That's it.
That's it, baby.
But anyways, we had to go there early, and then there's all this waiting around. You have wardrobe. And the wardrobe lady, I was like, may I take my shirt off in front of you? I'm trying to be a gentleman.
You got to be nervous now.
And then she's like, yeah, I need your shirt. What are you talking about? Right. I was like, all right, sorry.
I keep waivers on me.
Waivers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know, in case I got to take a shirt off or fart or piss.
I was thinking wafer. Like you feed them and take your shirt off.
Like a Nilla?
What's that?
Nilla?
Nilla wafer?
There you go.
I never got into those.
Thrilla in Manila.
Ah, yes.
You're kind of Manila.
It's going to be a thrilla and a chilla when I get my hands on the gorilla in Manila. Imagine saying that in these times.
In the villa.
You'd be sent to the villa.
All right, well, you're a little silla.
Celiacs. All right.
Come again? Our sickle cell?
The crowd hates us.
Oh, boy.
But anyways, so then it's time to shoot, and we're shooting all the intros. I hate those intros. There's no good intros for stand-up. It's always too much.
What do you mean intro? Like a warm-up?
The walk, you know?
Oh,
you're doing like the walk and stuff,
yeah.
And you're like wink and a gun or
brutal,
whatever.
Brutal.
If I shoot an hour special, when I shoot an hour special, I just want it to open with curtains. The curtains open, I come out.
Yeah. Well, those intros are the opposite of stand-up. Stand-up is making fun of that intro.
Yes.
And now you want me to be the wink and the gun guy, but we're not that guy.
Yeah, it feels really silly and weird, but it was fun. It was fine. And I had some friends come out. Patrick Keane came out and Henry Phillips.
Oh,
they sat in the crowd. And brilliant comics. Brilliant, extreme, but great comics for
good,
sure.
Good comics.
Very funny. And then Chris Walsh was there. Derek had to leave, unfortunately. I shot the first one, and it was not good, Mark.
You know what's funny is you've told me that, and I've had a bunch of people coming up. Like I did Seattle, and people say, I went and saw List. He was great. I saw both shows. He killed both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Multiple people.
Well, a lot of people said, you know, we got it. Don't worry. We got it. Have fun on the second one. But I always feel like people have to say that.
You got to do it because then now you're free and clear.
You got to say, well, don't worry. We got it. Whatever happens on this one is fine. But really, I knew I was like, I got to get this second one. But I felt stiff. You feel stiff. And here's the problem with the special. And I want to get this PSA out there. Every special you've ever watched through the years, Eddie Murphy, Raw, George Carlin, all that, they're at the minimum 60% as good as the actual thing of seeing it live.
Of course.
Because when you watch a special, you're watching a crowd watch comedy. You're not part of the crowd.
Yes.
And it's like there's 7 cameras, the lighting is weird. You always just wish the material could just be seen from a random night at the Cellar.
Right.
When it's just killing and you're on and you're comfortable and you're feeling good.
You're basically trying to recreate that and it's almost impossible.
And it really is almost impossible. Brian Regan, I Walked on the Moon, is like the best version. First of all, the material is the best.
That's the one in the improv?
He's at the Irvine Improv.
That's amazing, yeah.
And the stuff is better than anyone's stuff ever. But anyways, the first one was just stiff and you kind of like, I'm like, how do I do comedy? What am I doing?
Yeah.
This sucks. And then the second one, I relaxed. I hung out with Chris and Sabina in between. And it helps to just bullshit. We were just talking about, you know, Chris's brother.
Yes.
And it just gets you in it. And they're like, hey, it's time. You're like, oh, shit, I didn't even realize. It's so much easier to do comedy that way.
Totally. You want to be you.
Yes. And so the second one, they were a hot crowd. I felt much looser and better. And I feel like we got it. I hope it comes out looking okay. And then you always have that, like, postpartum depression.
Yes.
It never lives up to the thing. You're
yes.
like, what am I doing?
So
and then
true.
Everyone goes home. You're just back in that hotel room.
There it is. It's all over.
You're like, all right, that was that. And I got to get up at 6 a.m. and my father's gay.
Do you have that thing, though? I get the depression. I get the that big letdown. It all built up, all the days, all the thank yous, all the congrats. You did it. It's all done. You're in your hotel room grabbing your dick, watching SportsCenter. But do you have that feeling? I get that. I love that feeling of, ooh, that's just in the can. That's done.
Now, right now, it feels good to like have it done and it'll be out and who knows. But then you get nervous. What if, you know, I die or a plane crashes or Netflix goes in the tank or, we're not allowed to do comedy anymore.
It's so exciting thinking about that rush of love you're going to get when it comes. I mean, the tweets and the Facebooks and the texts. It's a, this was great. Never heard of you. I'm a new fan now. When are you coming to my town? I'm going to come see. I'm gay. It's going to be huge.
I hope so. What I'm thinking about is the people that are going to be like, you suck. You're a loser. You're a nerd.
It's inevitable. You're getting that now.
What are you doing with the teeth? We'll see. But it was fun. I'm grateful to be part of it. And check it out. Watch all of them. They're all going to be fun. Kyle Kinane, I got to hang out with him a little bit. Nice guy.
Great guy.
Good dude. And Gina Yashere couldn't have been nicer. It felt good. You feel a bond with the people you take with.
Yes, totally, totally.
And
very exciting.
Very exciting. Check it out. It'll be out late first quarter, early second quarter.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Louis might watch it with his dick out.
I would imagine he'll be watching it. Yeah, I hope. I mean, we're friends, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And then also, I just want to put this out there, and big shout out to Netflix and the union, whatever it is. I flew JetBlue Mint.
Oh, Mint is big.
Mint is big. It's the pod, the lay down.
You had the lay?
The lay down, and you got the row to yourself. You can literally, you can jerk off in there if you ask permission.
Oh, my God.
You can just lay down fully. You got a blanket. There's outlets everywhere. There's outlets up your asshole, on top
paradise.
Of the roof, in the window.
Wow.
And movies, every movie, movies that are in the theater, the whole thing.
Dinner?
You get a remote.
Oh, my God.
Dinner. You get three out of four you can choose. You get a salmon, a burger, your mother, the whole thing.
Wow. You can eat out your mom.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Face it.
Doing it tomorrow.
Mine or yours?
Ride. We'll talk.
All right. That Mint is really something else. I felt guilty, though. I had to like put my hood on and my head down. I didn't want to look at the regulars walking past. I felt like they resent me.
Yeah, that's tough. Of course it's resenting. Jesus.
I'm projecting, because I always walk by those seats being like, you motherless asshole.
Yeah. How about when you see a kid in first class, like an 8-year-old? You're like, what are you doing?
There was a kid in Mint.
In Mint?
It was a Mint kid.
Ah, kid in a Mint store.
I didn't care for it.
I don't care for it either.
Because those are like $7,000 seats. I have no idea how much they cost.
Wow.
But
it's got to be 12 grand.
Double Mint ticket. Come.
Yeah.
Come.
Wow. Mentos fresh. Well, you're not going to believe this. This is a little bit of a twisty, tooty, twa-twa. I did a gig at a cancer ward. I had to do a gig at a hospital.
Is that where you saw the kid with the tits? Because that would explain some things.
Maybe it was.
Possibly.
Well, he was getting them snipped off either way. Might have been Tig. But, yeah, it was tough. Some guy hit me up on Facebook, said, can you do a nooner?
Oh, boy.
At, Beth Israel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I said, I think I know her. And I went down there, hospital, you know, the real deal. You go in, there's a fucking gurney rushing by you with a bag of jizz holding, the guy's holding that up. It's going up her vagina, and there's kids crying, and there's a lady bleeding with a gunshot wound.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going, excuse me, where's the comedy show?
You know? Oh, wow.
And it was bananas, man. So I get there. And it's, you know, 11:55, I got a bed head, I'm wearing a robe, I'm still tired, and the guy's like, yeah, you're going on in about 4 minutes, and I'll bring you up.
And these are cancer people?
It's cancer people and the nurses.
Oh, wow.
Thank God for the nurses.
Yes.
And it was, this is how long ago this was, Halloween. So a couple of the nurses are dressed as, you know, Harvey Weinstein and
Batman
and all these other people, Hitler. And so I'm like, all right, and... You know, he's like, just do 20 and be clean. And don't
clean.
And no cancer jokes. And I go, Jesus.
How much time are you doing?
20.
Do they have that much time?
I don't think so. The clock was ticking. So I was, you know, it's one of those things where you're freaking out, but you just go, this is life. Let's just suck it up and do 20 minutes. The time will pass and then we'll leave.
Yes.
I'm like calming myself down, you know. And so the guy goes up. Old guy, and he just goes, all right, folks, I know times are tough. People are dying. Your mom sucks.
People are dying. You're dying.
Yeah, well, he was like a coordinator guy.
I see.
But, yeah, they're dying. And the nurses are fine, I think. But he's like, yeah, so we got some comedy to cheer you guys up. Life can be hard. Here we go, Mike Norman. I go, yay, all right. So I go up there, and I'm just, you know, you're doing that Rolodex of clean. What do I have clean?
Yeah.
What do I have? And you're just saying, don't say cancer, don't say cancer, don't say cancer. So it went a little rocky.
Yeah.
But some of the kids
There was kids?
There was a few kids in there.
Oh, my God.
Bald kids.
Who are you, Patch Adams?
I wish. Patch Adams had a red nose. I would have killed for a red nose.
That movie is a piece of trash, by the way.
Well, I've lived it. I was in the documentary. So, yeah, it was 20 minutes, and I did pretty well. And I mean, it was okay, and I got off, and the guy goes, Jesus Christ, no one has done that well ever.
Oh, thank
you. And I go, Jesus, what kind of gig you setting us up with here?
Do you get paid?
Yeah, he gave me a couple bucks, and I got the hell out of there.
All right. Well, if it's four digits, give me a call. I'd like to do it.
It's not four, I'll tell you that. It ain't even
three. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it's for the love, fatty.
Oh, well, I'll lend you money here.
Well. You can... Show me a cancer kid. I'll make him smile.
You can come to my house. I'll give you $50, and nobody there has lumps, as far as I know.
Wow.
Maybe in my, you know,
poo. Ball bag. Oh, I see.
I got worms in my ball bag, but we've discussed that to nausea.
Tape or earth?
I'm not sure. Testicle.
Testicle worms. Wow.
Sounds like, that every day.
Sounds like a candy. All right, well, yeah, I had to get at that, and I want to thank everybody for Stick or Treat. That's how long it's been.
Thanks, I know, it's been a while since we recorded, and a lot of this is, you know, we lost a lot of time here. So what? Next week we'll be back to the hijinks and the farts and the queefs.
And thanks, Seattle. I was just in Laughs, and Seattle was great. Thanks for coming out. I had a great time. Great club, great room.
Great city, my great favorite. City. I love it. Great beer. You always have bad farts up there. It's nice.
A lot of farts.
Green.
Old strip club. It's fun being on stage just knowing a bunch of women twerked up there.
Did you ever get to that bit? Remember we went to the strip club in Vancouver and there was no women? Did you ever do that bit?
I tried
so
that
funny.
Bit for 3 years. Took a year off. Tried it again. Still not working.
Try it again. It's really funny.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'll bring it back to the cancer ward.
Remember how weird was it? Took the waiter took our order. And then we got, the drink, there was a drink waiter and a food waiter.
I don't think we got food.
We did.
At a strip club.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What was it called? Red Number 5?
That I have no idea.
It was Vancouver.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Veter was not pubescent.
He was pre-pubescent. Carmen Lynch was there.
Yes.
It was a good time. Anyways, all right, we got to get some plugs going here. We got to wrap it up. Sorry about the first half hour. I hope you enjoyed it and learned a thing or two.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if we, I'm sure there's some people who aren't going to like what we said, but I feel like we're trying to keep it logical.
Yeah, you're just, I don't know, farts and...
Jizz.
Yep. Hey, December 1st and 2nd, I'm going to be at Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, North Jersey, Friday and Saturday. Greg Stone is with me. The next week, the 9th, is Governors, and that week, I think, of the 4th through the 7th, I think I'm getting my wisdom tooth pulled. It's going to be a real bummer.
Oh, is that live? Can we see that?
You don't want to see this one. It's impacted.
Ooh.
Like my asshole.
It's already packed?
Governors, Saturday the 9th. Hey, Chicago folks, come on out. Rosemont Zanies. That's over by O'Hare Airport. International, baby. December 13th through the 16th. Vermont Comedy Club, December 21st through the 23rd. Grand Rapids, the 28th through the 31st. New Year's Eve. And, email us. TuesdaysWithStories@gmail.com. All your complaints and grievances, we won't respond.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I'll be in the Berkshires on the 25th.
That's where I want to move.
All right. Then Punchline, San Francisco. I love this city.
Joey Avery.
Yeah. Tried to get him.
No dice?
I'll show you the email.
So you don't have to show me the email.
We've already booked a feature.
Boy.
What you think? Like, hey, I'm the headliner. Why not just let me use my guy?
Well, maybe they don't like Joey.
Maybe not. Comedy Connection, East Providence. I love that room. I love that town. So come on out. That's always a fun group. Albany, Funny Bone, December 16th. That'll be a hot one. Then Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Kwanzaa, the Celebration of Lights. Then at Mohegan Sun for New Year's, not bragging. Then we're at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie on the 5th. Did you say that?
L-I-U. I didn't. All no. Right. Laugh It Up, baby.
January 5th. Me and Joe co-head. So if you hate one but like the other, come out. See half a show.
Yeah. Go ahead. That sounds fun.
Yes. Seen that porno. Good Nights in Raleigh. Finally coming down there. Never been. Always heard good things. That's at the January 25th, 26th. Then it's Groundhog's Day. Then.
Again?
Dr. Grins. February 9th, 8th, 10th. You get it. Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids, then Helium Buffalo. Love that club in February, right around Valentine, Helium in Philly. After that, Charlotte Comedy Zone. Going to be with my buddy Chris Allen. Laughing Skull, Atlanta, Georgia in March, and Comedy Attic, Bloomington. We got a hot list coming up. Don't forget, I'm at Bananas in April, so we got a ways to go, and Magoobie's in April as well, so see you all in hell. Praise Allah. We love comedy. We love women. We love minorities. Trans people, make a choice. Bisexuals don't exist. Keep it real. Yell at Chipotle. I think Chipotle's starting to bend a little, so keep pushing them, folks. They're sweating in their seats.
And no sarcastic thumbs up. Good night, everybody.
Bye.